And there, I think we got him. Can you hear me, Hayden?
Yeah, I can.
Congratulations. A big victory for this squad, who was obviously a tough trip to Eugene, facing a top 20 program in the Ducks. And first half, the offense couldn't get it going, but you were pressed into duty, needing to come in for Mikey Hennon, foul trouble. And what a presence. Six block shots. I think five of those came in the first half. What was the key to your defensive prowess there, patrolling the paint for the Pilots?
Recently, I've just been doing a better job at turning my head, seeing when my guards need help. I know that's a big thing we've been working on in practice, is I got to really be aware of the whole court, talk a lot too. So I think that was a big contributor to my blocks first half.
Well, in the first half, I know it was a struggle. A lot of guys picking up two fouls early, so you saw that reserve unit in there a little sooner and for a little longer maybe than you've seen. But you got a lot of run in the second half of that Oregon game. How much confidence did that give you? Just the experience of being on the floor going against the Ducks on Saturday, to have some confidence coming in here knowing you had to go for a longer extended period.
Oh, it was great. Even though we went down there and, you know, it was a tough game for us, a tough loss, just, you know, in that arena, in that environment, really good team. Yeah, it did great for my confidence, helped me improve a lot. Even though I didn't play a whole lot of minutes, it was something that I think helped me better prepare for this game.
Hayden Curtis, our guest, the freshman, from Mount Si High School up in Washington. Of course, going up, one of your teammates on the other side, Tyler Patterson. Were you able to give a little scouting report maybe a little bit to Coach Porter on making sure to not let him catch and shoot?
Yeah, you know, practicing against him for 2-3 years, you know, I know how good of a shooter he is. I know even if you have your hand right in his face, he'll still knock the shots down. So, you know, I let my teammates know, you got to get out to him. He's a great shooter, great player, great teammate. So,
well, what was the key offensively? You knew things were going to be rough down in Eugene, but then struggling in the first half to find a rhythm offensively. What adjustments did the team make in the second half, and how have the coaches helped you guys keep your confidence up to be able to pull this comeback off?
I know during halftime we talked a lot about we just got to move the ball more. In the first half, we were playing kind of selfish, 1-2 passes, and then we were taking a drive to the basket. I think we know that when we rotate the ball around a lot more, get 4 or 5 passes deep, the offensive opportunities are going to come. And I think the coaches did a really good job of encouraging us to keep passing the ball, especially in the second half. Yeah, so I think that was the biggest factor to how we got going offensively in the second half.
Well, now you get a little bit of a break here, some holidays. You're probably close to home. You might be able to see some family, but what's going to be key for all of you guys to keep at the top of mind so you can come back and take on Seattle U on the 30th and pick up right where you left off here?
That was a game that we all think we should have won, our first game of the season. We were up at halftime and they came out. I think they hit 3 threes right away, and from then they led the rest of the game. Since then, we've gotten way better as a team. We hadn't really been able to practice very long before that first game. So I know now offensively we're a lot better at moving the ball, and I really think if we come out and play the right way, that'll be a win for us.
Well, I know the happy day holidays will be a little happier here for everybody with this comeback win. Hayden Curtis, congratulations on the win today, the start to your career here on the Bluff, and we look for many more good things from you soon.
Thank you.